The House on Cold Hill by Peter James. Read by Nicholas Bolton. Chapter 1.
Are we nearly there yet?
Johnny, a smouldering cigar in his mouth, looked in the rearview mirror. He loved his kids, but Felix, who had just turned 8, could be an irritating little sod sometimes. That's the third time you've asked in 10 minutes, he said loudly, above the sound of the Kinks' sunny afternoon, blaring from the radio. Then he took the cigar out and sang along to the tune. The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home.
I need to wee, Daisy said. Are we nearly there?
Felix whined again. Johnny shot a grin at Rowena, who was luxuriating on the huge front passenger seat of the red and white Cadillac Eldorado. She looked happy, ridiculously happy. Everything was ridiculous right now. This classic 1966 left-hand drive monster was a ridiculous car for these narrow country lanes. But he liked it, because it was flash, and in his role as a rock promoter, he was flash all over. And their new home was ridiculous as well. Ridiculously, but very seriously, flash. Rowena loved it too. She could see herself in a few years' time as the lady of the manor, and she could picture the grand parties they would hold. There was something very special about this place, but first it was badly in need of a makeover and a lot of TLC. They'd bought the house despite the surveyor's report, which had been 27 pages of doom and gloom. The window frames were badly rotted, the roof needed replacing, there were large patches of damp, and the cellar and some of the roof timbers had dangerous infestations of dry rot. But nothing that the shedloads of money he was making right now could not fix.
Dad, can we have the top down? Felix said. Can we?
It's too windy, darling, Rowena said.
Although the late October sun was shining brightly, straight in their faces, it was blowing a hoolie, and darkening storm clouds were massing on the horizon.
We'll be there in 5 minutes, Johnny announced. This is the village now.
They passed a sign saying, Cold Hill, please drive slowly, with 30-mile-an-hour warning roundels on either side of the narrow road, then swooped over a humpback bridge, passing a cricket pitch to their left. To their right was a decrepit-looking Norman church. It was set well back and perched dominatingly high above the road. The graveyard, bounded by a low flint wall, was pretty, with rows of weathered headstones, many of them tilting, and some partially concealed beneath the spreading branches of a massive yew tree.
Are there dead people in there, Mum?
Daisy asked.
It's a graveyard, darling. Yes, there are.
She glanced at the low flint wall. Daisy pressed her face against the window.
Is that where we'll go when we're dead?
Their daughter was obsessed with death. Last year they'd gone on a fishing holiday to Ireland, and the highlight of the trip for Daisy, who was 6, had been visiting a graveyard, where she discovered she could see into some of the tombs and look down at the bones below. Rowena turned round.
Let's talk about something more cheerful, shall we? Are you looking forward to our new home?
Daisy cuddled her toy monkey to her chest.
Yes, she said a tad reluctantly. Maybe.
Only maybe? Johnny asked.
They drove past a row of terraced Victorian artisan cottages, a rather drab-looking pub called The Crown, a smithy, a cottage with a bed and breakfast sign, and a village store. The road wound steeply uphill, past detached houses and bungalows of various sizes on either side. A white van came tearing down the hill towards them without slowing. Johnny, cursing, pulled the massive car as far over to the left as he could, scraping against the bushes, and the van passed with inches to spare.
I think we're going to need another car for our new country life, Rowena said. Something more sensible.
I don't do sensible, Johnny replied.
Don't I know it? That's why I love you, my darling. But I'm not going to be able to walk the kids round the corner to school anymore when the new term starts, and I can hardly do the school run in this.
Johnny slowed the car and pulled down the right turn indicator.
Here we are. The O'Hare family has arrived,